Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, from CNN this morning, Obama and Trump intensify their battle over democracy. Barack Obama and Donald Trump are refusing to concede the battle for America's soul, on which they first clashed more than a decade ago. Obama issued his latest alarming warning that democratic values that have prevailed for generations are in danger of failing. That was in an interview with CNN's Anderson Cooper. The former president said, "We have to worry when one of our major political parties is willing to embrace a way of thinking about our democracy that would be unrecognizable and unacceptable even 5 years ago or a decade ago." The interview, of course, aired just 2 days after Trump unveiled his most flagrant manifestation yet, saying, "I'm not the one trying to undermine American democracy. I'm the one trying to save it."
Well, of course, we start with the basic premise that the guy's a lying liar, and he just keeps on telling lies. If you want to know the truth, just take the opposite of what he says. We are talking about a guy who has incited a riot at the Capitol. Note, we all heard his words, "I'll march with you, I'll go down there." If there has ever been a president who has endangered the short-lived American democracy, a couple hundred years, it is Donald Trump. He is really a potential fascist, a guy who would take the American democracy and wreck it. We know it. I heard Barack Obama speaking, and he knew it. In the meantime, we now look and we see a woman who brings a defamation suit against Trump. And for some reason, the contemporary Justice Department under Biden says they're going to defend Trump. It's very disheartening because my view of life is that no person is above the law. And we know that in the case of Donald Trump, he saw himself above the law. And to many degrees, while he was president, nobody could touch him. He could do terrible things. In this case, there's an accusation of rape and defamation, and our contemporary Justice Department defends that. That's not good. And it doesn't speak well of Garland, and it doesn't speak well of the administration of justice in the United States. But in fact, Donald Trump is the worst president that this country has ever seen, only because he really threatened to wreck our democratic system. It's that simple.
Does the message get through to enough Americans to stop this tearing down of our basic democracy?
Well, David, that's a very good question, and the answer is sort of yes and no. Yes, it is true that Americans feel that way. We know it because we saw the results of the election. Biden got 8 million more votes than Trump did, and now we see the reputation of both men as shown in the polls. Biden is respected, and we're talking about over 50%. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Trump never got it within smelling distance of 50%. On the other hand, because of the chicanery that goes on in state legislatures around the country and the fact that when people get control, they are really creepish about what they do with it. They are not responsible. And that's the kind of thing that will threaten the American democracy. So they gerrymander and they draw districts where they can't lose, and that all fosters disrespect for government. And we will see it in the way in which the congressional districts are drawn this time out, and it won't be good because it won't be fair. There ought to be a better way to do this than saying to a bunch of people, "You go draw districts where you can't lose."
Well, let's go to immigration and the Vice President Kamala Harris closing out her first foreign trip today. She's visiting Mexico, meeting with President Lopez Obrador.
That's right.
The Mexican president has committed previously to helping curb the spike in immigration, but it's in Guatemala before that where the Vice President delivered a blunt message, Alan, to migrants hoping to reach the U.S. Do not come. How's that going to work?
Well, if you are somebody who is committed to giving your child or your children a decent way of life and of taking risk in order to achieve that, and somebody says, "Don't come," you say, "Well, that's tough. I'm going to come because I have to come." It's a conservative position, but I think not an inaccurate one for our vice president to take. And here's why. You just can't let everybody in who wants to come. Now, we on WMC quite frequently have wonderful lawyers who represent clients like the ones we're talking about. But in the end, there is a political process. And I think by doing what she is doing, Vice President Harris creates an understanding that she's tough and that she'll say what she has to say in order to protect the country. Now, we do know that there is a scarcity of labor in the United States. We can see that now. And some of the people who are coming would be of great help. But that has to be done the right way, in the way in which everybody understands there are rules and you stick with the rules and that's how you get here. I don't see any other way out, to be honest with you. I don't think you can let everybody in.
Netanyahu channels Trump as he makes his last stand. Is he able to survive this? It doesn't seem like it.
Well, he says he'll bring down whatever government is coming up, and he may be right. It all depends on how the new government conducts themselves. As you know, it runs the whole breadth from the left to the far right, and that would seem to offer Netanyahu a chance to create enough dissonance so that he can get himself back in there. One would think that as soon as Netanyahu goes, he's the one figure that unites all of these people in the opposition. As soon as he goes, for one reason or another, maybe he's convicted of a crime, any of that stuff happens, then that group will fall apart. No question about it.
Space tourism. Are you ready, Alan? We'll be flying to space. The first crewed flight is scheduled for July 20th. And guess who'll be on it? Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon. He'll be doing that just 15 days after he's set to resign from that position. This is an expensive proposition, of course, but I'm guessing that the plan is to have regular trips to space for people in the future.
I'm sure that's true. It's one more thing that very wealthy people can do, as far as I'm concerned. I wouldn't go if you paid me a lot. I won't stand on a ladder.
Our political observer, Alan Chartog. Thank you.
Thank you, David.